Buddy, now we've got bad blood. You know we used to be best buds. So take a look what you've become. Cause baby, now we've got bad blood. Hey!
No, it's not the eventuation of a Taylor Swift parody song, although how cool would that be? It's the latest in the DC animated film's shared universe, Batman Bad Blood, a direct sequel to 2015's Batman vs. Robin. I'm Alistair Leith for novastream.com.au. Batman Bad Blood follows the story of Gotham. Our favourite Caped Crusader has mysteriously disappeared, and in his absence, badass assistant Alfred is covering as Batman, although Nightwing and Robin do most of the patrols around the city. While trying to figure out just where oh where has the Batman gone, a newcomer on the scene, Batwoman, offers to help investigate the whereabouts of the Caped Crusader. If that wasn't enough, Lucius Fox's son, Luke Fox, takes up the mantle of Batwing. Now no, he doesn't transform into a giant singing jet plane. The silver batsuit hero is barely explored in this film, with most of the attention turning to Kate Kane, aka Batwoman. Now she is the first out and proud lesbian character in the DC animated film universe. Villain-wise, the Heretic is the main player here, resulting in some fairly big action scenes. However, the mishmashing of storylines makes it feel like a bit of a hodgepodge. It combines things from Morrison's Batman and Robin and Batman Incorporated, and it just doesn't come off that well. The story moments that shine are definitely any scene with Batwoman in it, and the inevitable question, where is Batgirl to complete this Bat family? The animation is a great blend of traditional DC animation with some anime elements. While not as eye-popping as last year's Justice League Gods and Monsters, it is still really well choreographed and with new characters sporting some much-needed colour to the overly dull previous films. Like Batman Assault on Arkham being a secret Suicide Squad movie, this does the same for Batwoman and sort of Batwing. With the hopeful introduction of Batgirl in the next few films, we should have a full cohesive Bat family that can survive beyond the overdone traditional Batman comic films. Cast-wise, returning as Batman and Robin are Jason O'Mara and Stuart Allen, who continue the high caliber of voice acting as these characters. Sean Mayer voices Nightwing and Yvonne Stravosky as Kathy Kane / Batwoman. All involved deliver solid performances and help establish these classic characters. Batman Bad Blood continues the fine tradition of DC animation films. Now this is the 27th in the series and it's helmed by director Jay Olivia. If you pick this up on Blu-ray, there are some special features like an 11-minute preview of the upcoming Justice League vs. Teen Titans. Batman Bad Blood is out now on Blu-ray, DVD and digital download and gets a cool 4.5 stars out of 5. For all the digital links and all things DC Comics, make sure you head over to our website, novastream.com.au. Tune into our podcast, DC Domination, every Monday night for the latest on The Flash, Arrow, Supergirl, and Legends of Tomorrow. Now, good luck trying to get the Batman Bad Blood song out of your head. I'm Alistair Leith for novastream.com.au.
Cause baby, now we've got bad blood. You know we used to be best buds. So take a look what you've become. Cause baby, now we've got bad blood. Hey!